State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I'll be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask, what is then?
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
You know what it is, Big Bang, DJ Scream, Baby J. We are Team Big Facts. It's time for a Big Facts Extra. You know what I'm saying? From time to time, we're going to be hitting y'all with these because, you know, the streets have been requesting it. Bank, what's up, Jay? What's up? How y'all feeling on this beautiful day?
How the hell are you feeling?
I'm amazing.
Overly blessed.
Overly blessed. That's what's
up. For sure.
So this is what came to our social media, you know what I'm saying, that we're going to chop it up today. And hopefully we get some clarity on what this term means and who it applies to. Falling off. What's the real definition of falling off? When has somebody truly fallen off? Because you hear a lot about this rapper fell off, that rapper fell off. I mean, you could be an athlete to fall off. You know what I'm saying? You could be somebody in the streets that fall off. Like, what is really falling off?
I feel like, to me, falling off is when you're no longer able to support your normal routine. Like, whether it be financially, whether it be because you don't have the fan base. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is that you normally do, if you're not able to do that for a reason that you're lacking something, that to me is falling off.
So you could be rich as hell now and fall off.
Definitely.
But you said financial. So that's what I'm
financially,
trying to...
Financially, fucking fan base wise, fucking...
So you're saying if you can't fill up that arena no more...
You fell off.
But you're still rich as hell. You don't fell off.
Yes.
But have you fell off if you're still having the paper? Wasn't the purpose to get the money?
I mean, you might still have the paper right now because your fall off might be fresh.
If you... if you got there, if you see the marinas get starting to be light, right? Right? If you doing arenas, the arenas light. Now, listen to what I'm saying.
Listen,
as soon as shit started to get light, you started to cut back on your lifestyle, how you fell off. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you were doing arenas and your bill was $100,000 a month because you were doing arenas, like, shit. But then, okay, now you're going back to amphitheater and you take your bills down to $40,000 a month. Have you fell off? Because you still got your paper.
That's what you still making your paper.
You falling off fan-wise because your fans no longer believe in you enough to buy a ticket.
But sometimes you can fall off.
That's why you had to downsize.
With one type of fans, but you might get a whole different type of fans.
Well, shit, if you're getting a whole different type of fans, why the hell you had to still go to a smaller venue?
Shit, but you got legendary artists that go in a small venue now.
Yeah, because of COVID.
Nah,
it ain't because of COVID.
Wayne just did some small, intimate shit. Like, yeah.
No, because Wayne wanted to do some small, intimate shit. That's what I'm saying.
How you know he wanted to do that? Wayne probably done fell off. We just don't know. Like, let's be real.
No, Wayne ain't fell off.
Shit, how you go? So, all right, so
by her definition.
But another motherfucker can feel like he fell off. Like,
by Jay's definition.
And he might just want to do some intimate shit. Like, I don't want to do our deal with all that big ass shit. Let me just go to Tabernacle.
He made the choice to go to Tabernacle.
How you
and then
know that
the
was his
week
show.
After he went to Tabernacle, he sold out fucking the Barclays. Like, that's like, okay.
Now I get what you're saying, but I'm saying we know Wayne ain't fell out. This nigga on the goddamn the new batch in what it is, the 2K. That nigga on the new 2K.
Oh, NBA 2K.
Yeah, that nigga on the new 2K. That nigga
he
real
said
person.
B2K,
walking next to LeBron. Oh, Raz beating him. Nah, but that nigga,
Raspberry.
We know he ain't fell off. Bunkums. we know he ain't fell off, but I'm saying, like, people can't wait to say you fell off because you ain't doing the same number.
That too.
Yeah.
Like if you know doing if you doing Coachella.
We not doing the same numbers.
If you doing like Coachella and all the big shit. That's cool you having, like, that peak year. But if you still, like, we've seen so many people be consistent over the years. Like, whatever, Boosie's, Gotti's, G, a bunch of people. Shit might change, but I don't think these people fell off. They might not be on the energy level they were. Like, you know what I'm saying? But they still consistent. They still got real fans.
For sure.
And sometimes you want them other fans to get the hell on anyway, like, because they ain't real fans.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do want your core base, and you might be happy. Wayne might be happy that these the core base people that know all my records, word for word, underground, everything. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's but what I'm saying is you can go diamond your first album around. You come back around and sell 6 million, nigga gonna say you fell out. Mm. And you can sell more records than anybody did that year, but you fell out because you did diamond the first time. Mm.
But I think on that level, it's kind of like apples and oranges. Falling off, you have to be at a certain level to fall off. I think going from diamond to 6 or 7 million isn't necessarily falling off. It might just be changing with the times. But
what are people gonna say? You fell off. It's just like a nigga could be investing in money and goddamn all type of real estate and shit and got real type of money, but he can't sell no shows no more. Mm. Nigga gonna say he fell off.
So you fell off in music, but you fell up in real estate.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and you got some niggas who be trying to say they doing real estate or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Just make it look like they ain't fall off.
Yeah, it's just like, I think it's subjective.
There you go.
Like, it all depends on how you feel. Like,
so
if
the
you still,
fall off is in the eye of the beholder.
No, I feel like if you still trying to act like you're doing what you were doing and you know you ain't who you used to be, you done fell off.
But we can't get some people we judge falling off by just appearance. So somebody, you can just look at somebody and they look bad and like, they fell off. Like, you might not
you
even know.
You do be done fell off if you know, if you're a nigga known for having that stuff on, then you ain't got nothing on.
Ever.
Yeah, you done fell off.
Damn.
But if you're a nigga that just always dress however you want to dress and I put it on when I want to put it on, like, you can't, you don't know.
A nigga never know.
Yeah, but if you're a nigga like, all you want to do is show money on Instagram. All you want to do is this. All you want to do, you stop. You done fell off.
What if they grow up, though, and they just ain't on that? What if they? What if it's a nigga that's buying new chains and all that shit all the time, and he just grow out of that shit?
All right, you grow out of it, but you don't grow into something else. Where that money go to?
Yeah, I'm saying, it's gonna go from that to private jets or something.
Where that money? You doing that double? Like, come on, man, you gonna fuck that butt up?
Yeah,
because just like generally, like in the black community, when a nigga stops buying jewelry and chains and all that shit, a nigga like typically goes to like some other form of luxury, like watches or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, so if you don't have an expansive watch portfolio and you used to have fucking $1 million worth of chains, then niggas are gonna look like, okay, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm. So, but who ultimately do the people ultimately determine who the fall off is? Like,
they think they do,
or can it just be the person?
I think it's the person. I think you know when you fell off. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were just
Unless you're basing your knowledge of yourself falling off on other people's opinions.
Oh, nah, that's a fool. Yeah. You know when you ain't doing what you about to be doing, bro, and how you about to go. You know what I'm saying? If you struggling to keep up an image, you know you done fell off.
Mm. Yeah. I think that's another thing, too, that I don't want to say it doesn't plague, like, other communities, but it's like a plague in the black community, the African-American community, because when people have fallen off, their need to their need to try to go all the way out
to show the day
bad, to try to keep up that image and maintain with other people is what ultimately is their downfall more so than the actual fall off.
Mm-hmm. Like, niggas scared to get back to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got some niggas that, like, we were talking the other day, you got some niggas that have a car or something or a watch or something, like, I ain't selling my shit because nigga don't know I fell off. Mm-hmm. But you can sell this shit and invest, or sell this shit and buy you a brick, whatever the fuck you do. Mm-hmm. But you rather wear that watch and be in bed. You know what I'm saying? Instead of helping to sell that watch, I tell you where I got them up, I get a nun.
Yeah.
This shit got to go. I'm finna flip this watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of goddamn keep trying to feel like I want to be in every picture and every video with this watch or this car, whatever. This shit got to go. It got to go. Everything got to go when ain't no dough.
Right.
Like, that's just how I came up. Like, all this shit got to go.
Yeah.
Shante, take that nigga off. This shit got to go.
Right.
Like, and she unbuttoning that motherfucker fast. Like, real shit. This shit gotta go. We can't spend that motherfucker on the mortgage. We can't spend that motherfucker on the rent. We can't spend that motherfucker on the car notes or whatever the fuck bills we got. We can't spend that.
Right. Mm.
This shit gotta go.
So can you unfall off?
Hey, if you're a hustler, nigga, I done fell off 6 billion times.
Mm. Damn. Came back 6 billion.
But I'm saying, okay, see, that's not. So you fell off to yourself.
No, I'm saying, hell yeah, I fell off to my pockets. Shit went from a hero to a zero. Because
the narrative in the streets ain't never been, or the people ain't never been, man, Bane look like he fell off.
It don't matter. I know
to
I done
yourself,
fell off.
You
yeah,
know
I know that shit. I done fucked up.
Right.
It's time to get back in now.
Yeah, I got you.
But like, a lot of niggas, I feel like, and this is just my experience over the years, just from, you know, seeing certain things or whatever, a lot of niggas that are smart that have fallen off, when they do recognize that they have gotten to the point of no return with the fall off, they disappear and then come back when it's time for them to pop back out.
But when you're a certain type of nigga, a certain type of hustler, ain't no such thing as falling off. Because your game allows you to be on a certain level forever. Mm. It's just what it is. Like, the person that I am hold value. So that's always going to be money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A nigga that ain't nobody, you fall off, you dead. Because you weren't never nobody. The money was made you.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you fuck around and get some money, that's what made you.
Exactly.
Like, it don't matter. I can have $1 million or $1. Mm. I can have $100 million or $1 million. I'm the same nigga.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear the same type of clothes. I'm going to do the same type of shit.
Right.
I'm never going to step outside of me.
Right.
So, whatever, no matter what I do, I'm always be able to afford my lifestyle. Mm. You get what I'm saying? I ain't finna start riding private jets because I got down and knocked up on a couple M's. I ain't finna do that. Mm. I ain't ready for that.
Yeah.
Mm. Once I start riding private jets, I'm going to be able to do that shit for the rest of my life.
Right.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's... I ain't finna do some shit and then can't do it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you put yourself in a position to fall off. Like, why the fuck are you going to try to wear, like, if you going to try to be like Future them, you going to wear goddamn $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 outfits every day.
Right.
Okay, now you trying to start blending this shit in. Now you trying to goddamn... start doing some goddamn, you might got a special coat on and the rest of that shit Zara. Niggas starting to see that because you now you trying to keep up with it. Mm-hmm. When that one never you. You could have just been goddamn piecing this shit up from the beginning. These folks getting an M, two M's a show. How you going to compete with that? Mm-hmm. So that's what made niggas fall off when they step outside of who they really is to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm.
You can't fall off being you. How the fuck I'm going to fall off from being who I am? I can go up and down, but I can't fall off because I'm me.
Because I'm me. You're right. This is me.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, you can
this
go up
me.
And down. Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. But what about on some performance type shit?
What? Like
an athlete or a nigga that...
You mean when them niggas don't be making them touchdowns and them baskets
shit
and shit?
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to know when... Everybody got to know when it's time.
You got to know when to fold them.
Yeah, you got to know when it's your time. Like.
So Tom Brady retired because he fell off.
He ain't fall off. It was his time. He put him out on top with his Super Bowl.
Speaking of Tom Brady... Did y'all see where he's taking a year off of everything before he starts his sportscaster job to get his family back?
He's supposed
Remember
to.
We were talking about him the other day on...
Yeah,
he did that because now he's have served his purpose. I've served my purpose, so now I'm finna go get my bitch back.
Okay.
I didn't win a Super Bowl this year. It's over with. I'm done with it.
Okay.
But bitch, I ain't finna stop because you telling me to stop.
So his family's supposed to take him back? Well, his woman? You think she gonna take him back?
No shit. What's she gonna do?
Think so?
I feel like...
How you gonna go from Tom Brady bitch men?
Giselle different now.
Huh?
Giselle is different.
Yeah, she's very stubborn.
Yeah,
but,
Giselle different.
But I feel
he
like...
He shouldn't even want her back if she like that.
I can't argue with that.
See, if it's that, then bitch, bye. Right. You know what I mean? A bitch ready, he can get a black bitch, Mexican bitch, Jew man, black man, white man, Jew man. He can get whatever kind of bitch he want. He Tom Brady, man. Keep on worrying about that. Now, I tried now.
Yeah.
Shit.
I try to do it right, but.
Yeah. I'm about to keep going through all that.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I feel like he had to finish his purpose out first, man. You know what I'm saying? You can only fall off when you're trying to do something, when you're trying to be somebody you're not to me. I'm saying status.
I got you.
I agree.
I got you. No, the status of Tom Brady is not in question. He did not fall off. The athletic performance of Tom Brady did fall off.
He old.
Ain't no excuses for falling off.
I'm saying
you
he's
can say
old.
I fell
he,
off. I'm a rapper. Played, I ain't got the same producer.
He played too long. That's what he did.
Okay.
He played too long for a nigga to say he felt like he really didn't fall out. Did they make it to the playoff?
They made it to the first round.
Okay, yes. He ain't really fall out.
Yeah.
But name a 45-year-old nigga who did that.
True. Facts.
I ain't fell out. Nigga, I just won a Super Bowl last year. So how the fuck I fell off?
2 years ago. But yeah.
How I fell off.
I got you. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I got two hands full of rings.
Mm. Yeah, good point.
I can't fall off if I'm the GOAT.
They said they need Elsa's. When I get big fat.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
What of the standard when you win so much? What if the standard is winning?
It ain't. That's just like Jordan came back. Sorry, fuck, playing for the goddamn for Charlotte.
They will
the
say Hornets, they will say that last year Jordan fell off though. That's
how?
What they would say.
Okay,
the last year he fell off.
All right, which one you gonna remember most?
All the other
the
years,
championships
for sure.
Or the MVPs. What you gonna remember?
Yeah, for sure.
So you holding nuts talking about when I did bad?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Don't nobody care nothing about that, bro. How I fall off?
I'll be a devil's advocate.
I'm still in the league of the best player ever. I'm still in the talks of the GOAT.
I'm bringing y'all barbershop talk of how niggas be talking in the barbershop about everybody done fell off.
Yeah.
In the barbershop, everybody fell off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to some niggas who ain't never been on.
You're right.
Nah, but you can look at it that way, like a nigga fell off. But when you look at it for real, how can I fall off when I'm Jordan?
Because if this ain't working, this working. My shoes selling even if
I fall off, man?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, to me, falling off is when somebody ain't got nothing going and no ambition to do nothing. And they, like you always say, there's broke and broken.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like if your spirit broke, you know how you have
somebody. You done laid down.
You done laid down. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like the ultimate fall off is. I always feel like somebody can get back to it.
Me too.
If they just put in the same effort and energy that they did to get there before. It might not be in that lane.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? But we don't seem like rap niggas do other shit and other people do other shit because they put the effort in some other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how I feel about it.
Me too. I just feel like a nigga, how you, only way you fall off if you on the opinion of others. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what I do.
Right.
I feel like I'm going to be the best at whatever I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get tired of shit. Like, I can be doing the podcast and be like, man, I'm sick of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And quit at the top of it. Even though I'm not going to do that to y'all. But a nigga can do that. Because this ain't none of this shit with my dream. You get what I'm saying? Like, some niggas, now when a nigga with a dream that's never fulfilled none of that shit of his dream, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can fall off.
Yeah.
Like, you fuck around and get a song. You always want to be a rapper, and then you get a song, and then you can't get another one. You fell off.
You fell off. But that's your dream.
Yeah, because that's your dream. But if I get a song, okay, try it out, max it out, fuck rap. Mm. How I fall off? I just didn't want to do that shit no more.
Yeah.
before I start looking like I fell off.
Mm. Yeah.
Because this ain't even me. Mm.
So can you fall off outside of that just on some life shit? Can you fall off being a good friend or family member or other or business person or something? Can you fall off from other shit is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can fall
definitely
off from other shit.
Yeah.
Your ass goddamn go from goddamn having a motherfucking trucking service to drive an Uber, boy, you done fell off. Mm. Or whatever, anything like that. If you go from certain status, you done fell off. That's just, I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I'm the master of know when to hold them, know when to fold them. I'm the master of that shit. Mm.
You can fall off, but you can fall back up. I just feel like in our culture, man, it's almost like the cancer shit. Like it, you fell off. One false move, you fell off.
I just always feel like, me personally, I always felt like only a nigga that's not a hustler can fall off. Like, you can't count no hustlers out.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
Like Gucci. Just think about Gucci. How many times nigga thought he fell off? Mm-hmm. You can't count no nigga like that out.
Yeah.
Because I'm determined. Mm-hmm. Right. No matter how far I go down, how far I go up. Mm-hmm. I can go to jail. I can do whatever the fuck. I'm going to hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. You can't count certain niggas out. Out.
Yeah.
Now, you can count a nigga out who going to lay down. You can say he fell off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if nigga be like, a nigga just going through it, you ain't fell off. You just going through something right now. Mm-hmm. In my mind.
Yeah.
Because I done seen this shit a million times. You know what I'm saying?
A rough patch. Like a rough patch and shit. So what about television shows and other shit that we love and we fans of and restaurants? That's what I'm saying. Like, the whole scope of falling off. Can a television show fall off?
Yeah.
Can a restaurant fall off?
Yes.
Can all that shit fall off?
Yes.
Can they fall back on? If you go somewhere and the food is always busting and you go 3 times straight and it's nasty and you ain't fucking with it, you probably going to say they fell off and you're not going to go back.
They got to get a new chef. Or bring the old nigga back that was there.
How you going
to... Or figure out what was going on.
How you going to know that?
What you mean?
Because you probably don't went places, right? You probably don't went places like whether it's a restaurant or had an experience somewhere and the experience was good and then the experience be bad and you probably just don't fuck with it no more. You don't really give them a chance no more.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So how do they fall back up? We know how it goes.
Shit, get some new menu items and make the announcement.
But how you even going to know about that? Because you ain't
shit,
fucking
fuck
with
me.
Them. You saying
I'm
for everybody
I'm going
over
some new people.
That's what I'm saying about the rappers.
That shit don't usually don't work like that.
But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying about the rappers. They might go, Wiz Khalifa ain't fell off, in my opinion. He just went for a particular type. Okay, these are the people that smoke weed and do what I do. It ain't black and yellow no more. It ain't this. But shit, Wiz Khalifa.
But he didn't fall off. He evolved. He evolved into his purpose. And his purpose was...
Smoke weed? No, I'm just
playing. Rapping to people that get high. And that can understand his high music. And that's why he's successful. And he might not be successful to certain people that don't understand his lane.
Yeah, I don't think he never not been successful. I'm just saying, if the standard is black and yellow, to some people, not me, I fuck with Wiz. If the standard is black and yellow.
Who's standard?
The people. They create their standards.
Who?
The people, the general public.
What people?
The people that listened to him and bought black and yellow and went to all his concerts when he did black and yellow.
Okay, but clearly those people are not the people that are supporting him now.
Right.
So we just had Young Jock on the show. Did Young Jock fall off?
I don't think Jock fell off. I think he evolved.
Evolved how?
He went to be an actor and a media personality. And he said he don't give a fuck about rap. He told us that.
But do you think his not giving a fuck about rap decision was forced?
That's a great question.
Do you think his hand was forced not to give a fuck about rap because rap didn't give a fuck about him anymore?
It don't matter if you're a hustler, you're a hustler.
We should have asked him. But
a nigga who fall off ain't going to have no more motion.
In one particular area or in general?
Period. You fall off, you dead. In my opinion.
You can't get no money. You can't
get no money. Like Stevie J had done fell off by the grace of God.
Love and Hip Hop came.
Yes.
Which goes back to my original statement 2 years ago that Love and Hip Hop is a resurrection graveyard for all of the people whose careers have died.
This is correct, but there are some people who have done Love and Hip Hop and couldn't unfall off. It couldn't save them.
I don't think Trick and Trina had them fell off though.
No.
That's different.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think they had them fell. I think they
had kind of slowed down a little bit and the visibility.
They had them ran their course. I can't say they fell off because they legends. You can't say a legend fell off.
Yeah. The visibility of Love and Hip Hop created another plateau
for sure
for them.
Yeah. But I'm saying, and I don't know no names because I don't really watch the shit, but we could think about it. Some people going to Love and Hip Hop and that shit don't help them.
Like who? The Chicken Noodle Soup Girl?
I don't watch the shit. Okay. But you just said the Chicken Noodle Soup Girl, so I don't.
So who we know that done fell off? Like Buddy fell off.
Period.
Yeah, he fell
top
off.
To bottom. Let's think about this here. Rappers that
did Kanye fell off. Fall off?
Nah, Kanye ain't fall off. Just mentally went somewhere else. Fact. But the shit that he has accomplished on his journey, you can't take from him.
I think you can't say that somebody has fallen off if they are still able to remain relevant.
Yeah, he could come out if I bet Adidas want to call him back. They're not going to call him back, but they want to call him back so they can make that $2 billion or whatever they just lost. Just morally, they feel like they can't. But he could still come back
and create. Oh, you bought them big red ass boots?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Finna go out like that?
Nah, I ain't finna wear them.
Why not?
I just got damn buy shit, man.
You just bought them on some collecting?
Yeah.
What side are they? Let me wear them up.
13. I'll give them to you. To wear? To the shit show.
To wear the shit show? Hell yeah, I need a 12. I need a 12, man. Order me a pair. How they fit?
I don't know. They ain't here yet.
I
don't know if I like them. But
yeah, you buy for him.
Cause I buy shit. I collect shoes. I'm a sneaker head.
Oh yeah. Motherfucker might be.
And it might be a flip. Yeah, exactly. It might be a flip. So, but yeah, nah, Ye ain't fall off.
I don't know, man. Did Ja Rule fall off?
Nah, Ja Rule didn't fall off. I don't feel like Ja Rule fell off. Ja Rule still be touring like a motherfucker.
Where?
Africa, overseas.
Nah, that nigga still getting money.
No, what I'm saying is, listen. Specifically speaking on Ja Rule, right?
Yes.
I feel like there was at least a 10-year period where we heard nothing from him.
He was doing the little concert shit that was on Netflix, and he was trying to work his move and do all that. But I feel like when you get hits on that level, it's hard to say that just fell
man, the
off.
Nigga did that festival, bro, where them people got stuck over there and didn't have nothing to eat.
Yeah, he was trying some. When you quote unquote slow down your motion, you're gonna try some shit. It might not work.
Slowing down motion is falling off.
No, the slow of motion is not falling off.
If you lose popularity, you fell off. Basically, in your mind.
I lose popularity, I fell off. You falling off to whatever you were being popular for. Your shit hot. You're falling off to whatever you were being popular for.
So popularity. Consider you falling off if you ain't popular no more.
If you care about that.
What's up with them t-shirts? Why you crunching so slow, like soft like that? Motherfuckers ain't in properly.
Nah, that good. Your shit just hot. But
I got you on one side, though. That's why I thought your shit fucked up like mine.
Nah, but if you care about popularity...
But determines. So then you go back to the people. Who cares about the popularity?
No, I'm saying if you as a person care.
So you think that if we talk to Ja Rule, I don't think he'll say he fell off.
But get what? Big facts, our numbers go up and down. So have we fell off?
Nah. Listen, if you're driving a car, right, it's going to go fast and you're going to have to slow down. Now, if you stop and break down, that car is done.
I'm saying, we can do a million one week and do 10,000, 20,000 next week. How we fell off?
Until we do zero, I'm here. Then we do zero, I'm going to call y'all, man. We did zero. We had zero this week.
3 weeks straight, we did zero.
The car don't broke down.
Shit, off. Motor.
New motor transmission. Hey, man. That's just... Man, you're going to have rough patches. The shit going, the motion might change. You might change your mind about some shit.
Let me ask you, Mr. Patch, about those rough patches.
Yes.
Okay, when do you say when in terms of rough patches? Like, when do you understand, okay, this might not be a patch. This might be a field.
Zero.
Zero, he just
bank,
said.
Bank
it.
Account, zero. Motion, zero. Phone call, zero. Views, zero. Likes, zero.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody fucking with you.
Yeah. So who done went to that before? Like, let's get down to somebody. Who done went to that before that we know of?
Wesley Snipes.
Hell nah. Wesley Snipes out there, that nigga Nino Brown.
Yeah.
Nah, but he did hit a patch when
skin is a motherfucker
the IRS.
What the hell wrong with that nigga?
When the IRS went right before he did the movie When He Was a Woman. The Wong Fu Julie Newmar.
I don't remember how that.
Two Wong Fu Julie Newmar. It's a movie that he did where he was a transvestite. It was him and two other actors.
West Man, Snipe ain't went from Nino Brown to a goddamn trainer.
I'm finna pull it up. I'm finna show you, bitch.
I don't want to see it.
What about?
I don't see my boy going out like that.
But he was having all that trouble with the IRS.
Oh, well, see that? I don't.
So the kilo fall off?
Nah, that's a legend.
Well,
I'm talking about his music. Y'all talking about some other. I'm talking about his music. Kilo got legendary music that people still booking for locally.
Yeah, locally.
He's a local legend.
Who in Chicago?
I think, so Steve Harvey talked about that shit. Steve Harvey talked about being up here and doing all this shit and kind of having the money fucked up in divorces and IRS and all that shit and hitting a rough patch and people was probably thinking he fell off and he bounced back 100 times harder. But you got to do what you got to do. That's what I'm saying. You got to do what you
got
to do.
Steve Harvey got them gang jobs, none of them.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So I can't.
God damn, Kufong Wu, man. What the hell wrong with this nigga, man?
It was him, Patrick Swayze.
He fell off.
Patrick Swayze and John Leguizamo.
What's this nice fell off?
I don't think you fall off if you got ambition.
Yeah, ambition. Grind,
determination. Grit, determination. You can't fall off.
You can't just completely fall off. That's what I'm saying. It's hard for me to say. Like,
I done seen too many niggas, bro. Like my nigga Ryan Glover. This nigga just opened up a bank. Mm. Nigga probably thought he fell off. Mm. He nigga had all Noontown, all that shit at first. He went and worked with Bounce, fucked around and sold Bounce some kind of way. Got in for money.
But to a certain extent, like I said, he was a smart nigga because he disappeared for a minute.
He ain't disappeared. That nigga was grinding.
No, what I'm saying is, but he wasn't as visible as...
Oh, for sure.
As
you got to get out of the way and get on your shit. You got to get out of the way and get on your shit, for sure.
And pop back out with a bank.
Yeah. That's why you can't...
This nigga was an employee at Bounce TV in some kind of way. Worked his way up in there and sold the fucking station. Now you're a chairman. Now you got your own fucking bank.
Yeah.
You can't count niggas out, bro.
That's how I feel.
You can't
count
nobody out.
I ain't never gonna count nobody out till they count themselves.
Exactly. When I see a nigga lay down, I can't respect you.
Yeah.
You counting yourself.
Facts.
Exactly, because everybody go through everything. We don't know why God taking you through that.
Yep.
Facts.
9 times, 10 times out of 10 to make you stronger.
For what he's about, for what he's about to prepare you for.
So, moral of the story, the only way you fall off if you goddamn accept that you
have fallen.
Wave the white flag. I ain't shit. Zero. This is what it's gonna be. Zero. Zero.
Big facts.
Yep. That's the
moral of it. The podcast.
It is. All right. You know what it is, man. Big Facts Extra. Make sure you check us out. www.bigfactspod.com. Like, subscribe, all that cool shit.
Pollute it. We're going to pollute it. We're going to pollute this shit.
To the next Big Facts Extra. Salute the pollute.
Salute the pollute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.